My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is this finally the end between Davin and his scammer Belinda? Listen and find out.
I think that they think that you're full of it because, you know, they're saying, well, you've said all these times that you wanted to help me, but, you know, what have you done for me lately?
And as Joe pointed out, I'm always offering advice.
Yeah, advice and not the cash.
You're not offering money. You're offering ways to make money.
I don't find that money's a good foundation for a relationship, Joe. This was the problem with my wife that I'm getting the divorce from. It was all about the money.
Right.
I'm consistent.
Right. No, that is consistent. But the thing is,
they had every opportunity to walk away.
I know, but this, like Joe said, we are here to educate, and people wonder, well, how can people get roped into the point where they want to kill themselves? This is exactly it.
You just witnessed it.
You just heard it. What they would do to somebody who is that desperate that they're contemplating suicide because of the breakup of this fake relationship, and he wasn't even out the money. He wasn't even, like, out trying to save face amongst peers, you know, that he's told everybody about this relationship. This was just, he's so heartbroken, fake Davin, that, he's like, well, maybe all I have left is this gun that's in the room with me. And you see how much they cared about that.
After all that, being through that whole thing, if you were in a relationship where it was a real relationship and you went through all that, it would probably be, well, take care of yourself. If there's anything you need, let me know.
Yeah.
And then and that's how it ends.
Yeah.
I mean, well, through a divorce, it's going to end like that, you know? Right. I mean, that day is going to come. But, you know, for somebody to come out and, you know, it wouldn't be like, well, bye.
Right.
Because, like I said, Joanne and I, you know, so even getting divorced, if there's anything you need, we'll be there for each other and stuff like, you know,
yeah.
But, you know, it wasn't blunt.
No.
You know, this is blunt.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's so cold. Even Lisa in the chat is like, she's the C word, and I hate that word. And I have to agree.
She's a couch?
Yes, she's a cushion.
But, you know, but as I said, a lot of times when these scammers end it, they are mean and vicious. I mean, she could have said brutal things to me.
She could have. She could have really...
Did not go that route with me. And, you know, the guy, if Joe's right, that the guy's really pissed off, I'm sure he had some things he really wanted to say to me.
I bet he does.
Yeah, but you want to know something for the simple fact, like after a relationship like that, and you made it evident that you were suicidal, just for the simple fact that he just said goodbye like that. Yeah, even it doesn't have to be mean. That's devastating, dude. That is very devastating if this was real.
Well, she deleted that account.
Wow.
Really?
She deleted that account, and then she blocked me from her other account.
Wow.
And I did feel sad.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I spent 11 months with her.
Yeah.
Well, not with her, but, I mean, we had animal sex.
Well, that's with her.
And we wrote porn, I mean. We video chat. There was a connection.
Yes.
Everybody who I've played that clip, the first phone call from a couple of weeks ago when she's excited to me. Like, even people that aren't familiar with our show, like, I gave it to the producer from Arise and Shine that I was working with.
Okay.
Because we were talking about maybe putting that on the show. And we might in the future or something. She's like, no, you could tell that there was a connection. This girl liked you.
Yes.
All right, but here's the deal. It wasn't the girl. I mean, for whatever emotion.
Oh, what I was talking to you now is not the guy.
Right, so for you to get upset and, you know.
I miss my friend.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But your friend is gone.
No, but I hated I hated talking to this person.
Because he's the old man. He's not thrilled with you. He's looking to get
fun. He's a typical scammer.
Yeah.
Because he wants his money. He doesn't want a horse around.
Well, I need a little horsey.
Well, apparently when he found out him and the old lady would have a little horse, he's probably sore as hell at everybody now.
Yeah. Throw me a sugar cube or a carrot or something.
Yeah.
Probably wasn't giving her the messages that I was going to call.
No, probably not.
Funny.
Well, Tom says he may as well have said, pull the trigger, stupid.
That's pretty much what he did say.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Just bye.
So.
Done. You know, and so... Now, I don't want to leap ahead, but is this the last contact?
She just said goodbye.
That's it.
Just say goodbye. Next week we'll move on. Next week I'm going to do an interview tomorrow with somebody who's actually scammers into sending her computers and stuff.
Wow.
So I'm going to do that interview. I think that'll be fun.
That's interesting. Yeah.
I'm going to conduct that interview tomorrow, and we'll play that next week in this segment.
Okay, cool.
And, you know, there's other, you know. So I've scam baited other people. I didn't scam them. They came across.
Yeah.
So we still got some stuff, but.
No, but Belinda is no more. I feel sad.
She's been with us for 2 years.
I know. It's just like
we've
the
lost
end of
Stick El Dorado.
Yeah. Like, you know, we knew these people or these fake people we pretended to know. Oh, God, I'm confused.
It is sad, isn't it?
It is. It is because it's just like she was endlessly amusing. This last patch has been just like you said, just like the same old cold, you know, well, where's the money? Aren't you going to give me the money? Well, I guess we're done. No more money.
Well, I mean, there's
been
some amusing things in there.
Yeah, of course there have been. But, you know, the thing is, and particularly because of so much that has gone on before. So, you know, it's sort of like a lot of things that were funny were sort of like callbacks, you know.
But, there's a lot of history between these two characters.
Yeah. Lisa's like, wow, sad end. I'm like, yeah, me too.
What'd you think? We were going to get married and run off and gallop in the daisies together?
It looked that way.
Yeah.
The wife frowned upon it.
You know what? Killjoy. I don't know. It's.
I mean, how could this have ended?
It. You know what?
Well, Joe's got some ideas, but
yes. Without you actually having come. Oh, poor Tom. That's a more disappointing ending than the end of The Sopranos.
That's not true.
Don't stop believing.
Should I have sent money?
No.
I mean, I could have prolonged it, but then I think we know what cycle we're in.
We're sending money now. We're
No, only Kumi gives us money to send that never gets.
Actually going, yeah.
Actually, your money. It was,
yeah.
He never paid you back.
No, he didn't. No. But but the thing is that it's Lisa says tiptoe through the Ebola.
Maybe she died of Ebola. Maybe that's you want me to rewrite the ending, kids?
Yeah, we need a happy ending.
So we fucked like animals.
Yay!
Fade to black. Which is what I call going down on an African-American.
Fades to black.
That's my move.
No, no.
I told you people I was still going to say terrible things even if I help people.
Yay. No, it's just bizarre that after all this time, if you were a real person.
I'm really not. I'm just a shell.
Instead of just a fake boy. Like Pinocchio, if you were a real person and this was a real or perceived as a real relationship, that would have been devastating. Well, Lisa's like, well, we could have sent her a fake MTC number, make them run back and forth a few times. Well,
yeah
but that
that's
only
a couple
last
more days. Yeah.
For a couple more days.
That's
and then
predictable.
And then it would be like, okay, you know, then it would be fighting words.
I think we learned a lot about scamming. I think from Belinda. She was tremendous.
Oh, she was just like the college, you know, grad course.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.